Sonic Erotica.
Attitude Adjustment. Words by Blue Eyed Gypsy. I don't like being in a pissy mood, and I don't like taking it out on you. Guess what? You don't like it either. My first snapped answer goes by without retribution, but the second provokes a response. Your hand clamps firmly on the nape of my neck. I think we need to get you in a better frame of mind, you growl in my ear and propel me towards the bedroom. I wiggle and resist, but you are inexorable, and soon my knees are against the bed. I try to escape when you let go of my neck, but before I can really move, your hands are on my shoulders, turning me around to face you. Perfectly amiable, but perfectly irresistible, you compel me to a sitting position, your legs trapping mine between them. Whatever irritations have accumulated over the course of my day are vanishing rapidly. There you are before me in a tight white t-shirt and snug blue jeans, solidly sexy. Your hands cut my face, fingers threaded through my hair, thumbs tracing my eyebrows, my cheeks, my lips. I run my hands up the outsides of your thighs and slip my fingers into the waistband of your jeans. Your skin feels hot through the thin cotton of the shirt, and my hands find their way to the button. I'm concentrating on unbuckling the belt, then undoing the button and pulling down the zipper. You continue stroking my face. Before I can free your cock, your hands move purposefully down over my shoulders, down my arms to grip my wrists. You transfer them both to one hand. Though your grasp encircles them easily, I could probably wrest them away if I put my mind to it. My mind, however, is not being put to it. It's quite overwhelmed with rising arousal and anticipation. With your free hand, you pull the belt out of the loops and let it dangle momentarily. The possibilities in that long, hanging strip of leather have me riveted. You smile knowingly. Nasty little girl. Quite deftly, you wrap the belt around my cross wrists, securing them snugly. That accomplished, you press me back and down on the bed. Put your arms up above your head. I obey and then stretch a little, trying to relax. Your expression changes as my shirt rides up, pulling out of my skirt, and the skirt itself is hiked up further on my legs. Witch, you say with amusement. Without loosening your grip on my legs, you drag your shirt off and toss it on the floor. Before I can do more than groan in appreciation, you lean over me, hands on either side of my head, poised above me. From my supine position, you are predatory and overwhelmingly male. The muscles in your arms and torso bunched, knees bent, jeans gaping open, cock half hard and swelling. You rest your weight on one hand, and with the other you ruck my skirt up to my belly. Taking hold of my panties, you drag them down my legs to my knees. Stepping back slightly, you allow me to kick them off, then nudge my legs apart with your knee. As you move between them, they are opened even wider. Your hand cups my exposed pussy. The sound I make is a half-groan, half-gasp of anticipation and pure pleasure. I stretch again in an attempt to burrow more deeply into your cradling hand. In response, you part my labia and your fingers start stroking me. In a better mood now? Rapid, shallow breaths and flexing hips are a better answer to this question than any words. I hear your small snort of amusement. Fingers probe my cunt, delving deeply, then withdrawing, slick with my wetness. Oh yes, in a much better mood. Shall I stop? Surely you wouldn't. My negative shake of the head is as vigorous as I can make it. You stand, moving briefly away from me, and shuck off your jeans. I await the feel of your completely nude and now fully aroused body. Coming up close again, you roll me over onto my belly. Before I can protest at the awkwardness of this situation, you grab my hips and urge me onto my knees on the bed. Truthfully, I don't require much urging. My skirt is bunched around mid-thigh, and you pull it up the rest of the way, exposing my backside. Your palms are warm on the cool flesh as you move them in small, caressing circles. One hand comes to rest at my hip. The other encircles your erection. Your entire length becomes slick with the moisture seeping generously from the engorged glands. Your breath is quickening. With a small smile, you move closer and rub the head up and down my slit. When, in the midst of my moans, you thrust into me, I'm driven forward. Your hands are gripping my hips and you pull me back against you hard. You hold me there, unmoving, but I can feel you pulsing within me. One of your hands snakes around and finds my pussy again. When you feel me tightening around you, your fingertips brush against my clit, playing, teasing, infuriating. Soon this has me writhing in need, pushing against your groin. My entire body stills, every muscle taut. You take my clit between your fingers and squeeze, and the climax breaks over me. My cunt clenches around you, all the muscles in my lower body now spasming. Your arm goes around my waist to hold my squirming body in place against you. As my cries subside, you grab my hips again and drive into me. Because my wrists are still tied, I can't quite get purchase. It doesn't matter. You've started the final part of this attitude adjustment session, moving me up and down on your cock as easily as if I were a rag doll. My body shifts back and forth as you thrust into me harder and faster. Then you pull against me and you stop. Body tense, back arched, head back, eyes shut. You erupt into me and your seed comes in hot, thick spurts, spilling out of me and trickling down my pussy. Finally, your breathing returns to normal and your pumping slows as your cock contracts. You lean over me, your groin still snug against my ass, resting on your forearms. My face is turned towards you and you brush my cheek with a kiss.
Copyright SonicErotica.com.